producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, indeed. I'm here. I'm here with you live and in person to talk with you about whatever it is that's on your mind. We got snow. We got our first snow, I guess, of the season. Actually, I suppose we had gotten some kind of sleety snow the night before Thanksgiving. But this was the first actual...
That's probably the most annoying stuff to drive into.
It is, because it's slippery.
It's heavy, and it's thick,
yeah. And it's unpleasant. Mm-hmm. And no matter, it wrecks your umbrella. Yeah, yeah. You just get wet. This was actually... I must say, I'm one of those people, I was... There's a bunch of years ago, I went to Russia, and just as a tourist. And I, at the time, I had a long, white coat, like maxi coat. And there's a picture that someone took of me in Red Square where everybody is turned around looking at me because, number one, the only people who wear long coats in Russia are men, not women, number one. And number two, nobody ever wears white in Russia because they burn coal and so everything's kind of grubby, so everybody's in black. And that's kind of how I felt yesterday because I'm out in this stuff. And I just think, I mean, I really love snow. And so I'm just grinning. And everybody else has kind of got their faces on. So it was, you know, and I finally realized at some point I was actually giggling, which actually makes more of, you know, more of a dent in people, I suppose, than anything else. But it was, I sort of realized that I was actually the only person who was having any fun yesterday. But I was. I mean, I was, because it was not terribly cold. It was a little messy. By the time I came home, it was slippery. But I had on boots and you know I had to go to a couple of events and I ordinarily would have worn you know a skirt and shoes and I thought no pants and boots so and yesterday was also a revelation. For the first time ever on the subway they said sneeze into a Kleenex or a napkin or into your elbow as opposed to keep an eye on your electronics and move your backpacks and give your seat to someone who needs it. So that was pretty interesting. I guess it's now officially cold and flu season on the subway, at least. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know if that was an Ebola thing or not, although I'm not sure that would change anything for Ebola, but it was... Yeah. And it was actually one of the other things that happened last night, as I was... I had to go between three different events, and they were relatively close to one another. They weren't quite as close as I thought they were. So I was walking around a lot, and... I just sort of felt very sorry for everybody because, first of all, there's this goo coming down, which means that it's a little hard to see. It's a little slippery. And umbrellas are truly, I mean, I think there should probably be a pedestrian warning that beware that people have umbrellas, which means they can't see where they're going and they're going to poke you in the eye, including me. I mean, I'm sort of a klutz when it comes to umbrellas as well, but they really are a menace. But I was walking down, I guess, like 44th, which is one of the major east-west thoroughfares. Actually, it only goes east. That's how I remember it, is even or east. And there was a big truck parked in front of one of the hotels, and then there was a big bus coming down. I didn't think buses were allowed to go down those streets. And so traffic was backed up for like 10 blocks at that moment. And so what does everybody do in that circumstance? They honk their horn.
Right.
So it was, yeah. Hmm. And all I thought was, folks, shouldn't drive in the city this time of year, especially with the tree up.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was, but I mean, it was one of those kind of interesting things where it's an odd thing. You know, I'm truly one of those people who believes that basically when one person's unhappy, that there's something in the universe. It's quite often everybody's unhappy at the same time. You know, because you go into work some days saying, all right, well, everybody will cheer me up today. And that doesn't necessarily happen because I'm convinced that, you know, when the universe goes sour, it goes sour. You've got a caller, babes. There you go. So basically, I guess my rule of thumb from yesterday is that public transportation is now sort of is not doing what other people have done. And as someone said, if you have kids, you know that the deal is, you know, it used to be that you use your hands to cover your face when you were going to sneeze. Into your elbow, folks. So everybody who has young kids knows that. But for the rest of us, it was announced on the subway, which was pretty darn interesting, or at least I thought so. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Aaron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey.
Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind today?
Not much. But I do have a thing that I have going on that I think might help autistic people, which I'm working on. I do have a community page and a website that for those that are on the spectrum. If they'd like to check it out, if they would like to check the things out, basically they would go to, one of the things they would go to is facebook.com/ Autism Spectrum Army, or if they want to check out the Southern
Aaron,
go to,
Aaron, listen, I cut you a lot of slack on this program, but I think it's really not quite kosher to call up and publicize a website. I mean, I cut you probably as much slack as I cut anybody in this program. You get to call, and I help you with the same things, and sometimes you call about the same thing a couple times in a row, and I'm patient with you. But I think calling up specifically to put up a website is not quite kosher. Okay, you got it up, and I mean, next time I think if there's something you want to do like this, you can send me an email or something. But it's not really fair to turn the program into, you know, a place where people just publicize whatever their concerns is. That's not what the program's about. The program's about calling up and getting help. And I let you do that a lot, and I think I sort of feel like you're taking advantage of it, which isn't quite okay.
Yeah, it's just...
I know it's important to you, but still, you know, I still think that you're sort of, you need to get into the spirit of what's going on. This is not the Aaron and Joy show, and I'm respectful of you and your enthusiasm, and I think that if you want to send an email and we could decide whether or not we want to put it on the air, that's fine. But I think to call up and under the guise of saying, well, you know, I have a question, and then do something like that is not quite fair. It's not quite fair to me. It's not quite fair to the listeners. And my problem is that it'll turn, if everybody thinks you can do it, that they can do it too. And then it's going to completely distract and destroy the point of the program. So I'm going to ask you not to do that. All right. And if you want to send me, you already got away with it. And if you want to send an email that says here's some place that you can get in touch, then or you can go to Facebook and you can put it up there. That's fine. Okay. 855-99-37569. I've been had to scold somebody on the program for a long time. Jeannie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, just hearing your voice brings me comfort. Thank you.
This is a tough one,
and I know you want the question first. The question is, how do I even get my head around what has happened this week? A little bit of background. I'm 55 years old, have had a dear friend since age 14. We live about two hours away from each other in different states. She spent the Thanksgiving weekend with me and my family. She was there for 3 days. And I got a call that she was shot and killed by police.
Oh, my goodness.
And nobody knows what happened except they think it's a suicide by cop.
Wow. And when did this happen?
It happened a week ago today. She was killed just about exactly a week ago today.
Okay, today is Thursday.
Last Thursday, yeah.
So a week after Thanksgiving. Was she depressed when you saw her?
You know what? I've got to say, and my husband said, something's going on. She was with us probably 75 hours total, and
right.
She slept for more than half of them.
Well, she could have been tired, but still,
yeah.
I agree. When she was awake, how did she seem to you?
Off. I couldn't quite pinpoint it, but she was off. Even when she was awake, she told me how tired she was.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day was the anniversary of her mom's death, and I know that was one reason she wanted to be with us, which was fine. And she said, you know what today is? And I said, I do. And I kind of waited for her to talk more about it.
Okay, let me stop you for just a second, Sugar. I'm going to put you right back on. I'll give you as much time as you need, I promise. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
About what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking with Jeannie, who has a friend of over 40 years that she spent Thanksgiving with, which is what, Thanksgiving was what, 2 weeks ago today, I think, wasn't it?
Yes. So, yeah.
And found out, when you found out what, yesterday?
No, last Friday afternoon. I went to the services yesterday.
Okay. That her friend had been shot and killed by police. Did she have any criminal record at all? Had she ever been in trouble with the police?
Not at all, no.
Okay. Did she own a gun?
Not that I know of, but there probably was one in the house. She lived with her dad. She was single, never married. She lived with her dad. There might have been one in the house. She also lived in a state where it's very easy to get one.
Yeah, because most suicide by cop, as you know, is somebody who draws down on a cop and then the cops shoot him.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And they twice told her she was charging them, and she had a gun, and they twice told her to stop coming at them and to drop the gun, and she didn't either.
Yeah. Do you know how the cops were involved to begin with? Was there a domestic situation, or do you know anything
so
about it?
Here's what happened. She called her doctor's office, and her psychiatrist or therapist, I think it was a psychiatrist, wasn't there last week. And so she spoke to one of his colleagues, said she was suicidal. They were trying to talk her down. In the interim, their office called police because she said she was at home and had the loaded gun and was going to kill herself. So they sent police and rescue personnel to the home, and they had it surrounded.
All right. So she had a therapist. Do you know she's on medication?
Yes. I know she definitely was, and sadly, I think she was getting more than one prescription from different places or had them from the past from different places, and I think she was really mixing them up.
Yeah. Now, you've known her for 40 years. So has she had depressive episodes in the past?
Not that I knew of, but another friend of ours said she didn't always let me see that.
Yeah.
She used to present herself differently to different people.
Sure. Okay. What's the question to me, Jeannie? What can I help you with?
I've got to say I have such a confluence of emotions, and some of them are really anger towards her. I do feel compassion, but I'm angry that she put police in that position because there were two policemen who fired upon her. Their lives are never going to be the same. And
okay.
I just feel like
I think that, with all due respect, I think that may be a little bit displacement on your part.
I'm the daughter of a police officer, so.
Fair enough. So maybe slightly less displacement than it would be in ordinary. But I think the most of the feelings, my guess, at this moment, Madir, focus on, number one, how did I miss it? And number two, what could I have done to prevent it? Having been in a very similar situation in my life, and so part of it is being a therapist, part of it is just being Joy, I think that that's an inevitable outcome of suicide, of how did I miss it, and what could I have done? Because the idea that someone is beyond, especially someone we love, is beyond our reach, is in some ways more painful than the notion that we didn't do what we might have been able to do. And I think it's a misunderstanding. It certainly was on my part, and my guess is it is a bit on your part too, that we can save people. That I think people save themselves or they don't get saved. And it sounds like she had a number of people, including you, in her life, that she, when things weren't terrible, were enormously valuable to her. And the fact that she came and was with you over Thanksgiving, but it sounds like whatever she was feeling, if you had found out that at autopsy that she had inoperable cancer and that it was incurable, inoperable, was going to cause major deterioration and or loss of dignity and or pain, you'd very likely be able to understand this. But as you know, that feeling that way, feeling that your life has no meaning, feeling that you can't escape the pain, feeling like it doesn't make any difference, is every bit as life-threatening and life-sapping as a major illness, because it is a major illness. It's not the same kind. You can't see it on an X-ray, but it exists. And as people who really want to kill themselves usually do, this does not seem to me an attempt. This does not seem to me a cry for help. This does not seem to me a way of getting attention. This seems to me of somebody who said I can't do this anymore, and I don't think we have to do anything except, I guess, just accept it. I don't think you have to agree with it. I think over time that I'm sure you'll miss her, and that people who do suicide, in some ways because it's such a traumatic event for the survivors, tend to remember those people in some ways probably longer than people who sort of lead lives that end in a normal fashion. So she's going to be with you. But maybe figuring out a way to make her life make sense to you, and whether it's that you speak out about mental health issues, or that maybe since you're the you're involved with the police, that maybe although police do get, as you know, get a fair amount of training about firing their guns and domestic violence and suicide by cop, and all, so they get a fair amount of help about it. But maybe going and visiting the officers, figuring out what you can do to take her experience and make it meaningful as opposed to burdensome for you.
Wow. Okay.
And I don't think it has to be immediate, because I think, as you say, I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking that she was that depressed and was still able to cope. And it may not have been that she may not have been that depressed when she saw you. It may have been that she and her dad had a fight, or that he just got a nasty diagnosis, or that someone at the grocery store. I mean, when people are fragile, things that ordinarily would just sort of we would be Teflon about just wound us greatly. So did she leave a note? Was there any indication?
Not that I know of, because the other puzzling part of it was just a couple of hours earlier, she was seemingly totally fine and lucid and communicating with her boyfriend, and then within a couple of hours just, I wonder if it just became psychotic, maybe from...
Yeah, what you're describing to me, it's interesting that you should say that, because it sounds to me that somebody may have missed the diagnosis a bit, and especially if she was mixing medications and, God forbid, alcohol or anything else, because there does seem like a psychotic component to this, a sort of a thought disorder as well as a mood disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So we may never know, and I think that's one of the... Yeah, there's this great play that I saw a bunch of years ago, and I've never forgotten it. I don't remember the name of it, but it doesn't really make any difference. But I think you and I and an awful lot of people feel, if we can just understand, we'll be okay. And sometimes there's no understanding. Sometimes you just have to accept that you'll never know. But take what you do know about her and make it something meaningful. Let me put you on hold, because I know you may have something else to ask. Andrew, I haven't forgotten you. I'll get to you. Give you as much time as you need as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. If something's bothering you or something is just, doesn't even have to be bothering you. You just have a question about it, or you just want to chat about it, or you want to compare your opinion to mine, whatever. 855-99-DR-JOY. Andrew, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Yesterday, I wasn't able to call in. In fact, we didn't hear the show live, but you had a thing that you were going with, your favorite desserts.
Yeah, pastries. It was National Pastry Day 2 days ago.
Mine would have to be coffee rolls.
What's a coffee roll?
A coffee roll is, it's a big, like, donut that's just covered inside with cinnamon and, like, a glaze on top of it.
Well, it sounds like,
you can usually get them at, like, Dunkin' Donuts and...
Well, what's, all right, so it's just a big glazed donut?
It's just a big glazed donut with cinnamon inside of it, and you pop it in the microwave for like 10 seconds, and it gets nice and gooey and warm.
And that's called...
I might have to go get myself one now that I'm talking about it.
Apparently so. So why is it called? Why isn't it just called a glazed donut with cinnamon inside of it? I guess that's a lot of words, isn't it?
I guess because, you know, mainly a lot of people like eat it with their coffee, so
dunk it in their coffee. All right, so like coffee cake, but coffee cake usually has crumbs on it. This doesn't have crumbs. It sounds like this sounds
right,
like a glazed donut.
No, this doesn't have crumbs. It's just a glaze on the top.
Okay. Yeah, it does sound
good.
And I don't
know if you got the answer you were looking for yesterday. You said you were trying to think of the
chocolate eclair, I think, was the one I was trying to think of. Is that what you were thinking of?
No, there's one here, and I don't know if it's Massachusetts-based or if it was started in Massachusetts. It's called honeydew.
What's a honeydew? I mean, I know what the melon is, but what's a honeydew?
It's a donut shop.
Oh! I know. No, you know, it was Dunkin' Donuts, and what's the name of the other big donut place in? It may even have. I think it was something donuts, and this was in.
Oh,
the,
okay. Yeah. No, it went out of business a while ago. I think. Yeah. But now
do you remember the name of it?
I don't. I'm like 38 now. So, but there the big ones around here right now are Dunkin' Donuts and Honeydew.
No, this one was another. It was actually two brothers, and they had a big fight. And I think neither they split off. And one, I think, became Dunkin' Donuts, and the other became something. That it was something donuts. And I just remember it because the joke was that one got the recipe and the other got the oil, because one was significantly better than the other. And they were down.
Well, I'll give you the same advice you gave me last time I was talking to you. And you told me to Google my grandfather's boat. Google it.
that's probably a good idea. I see it would be Massachusetts Donut Makers. Maybe I'll try that and see what I can figure out. Yeah, you know what? And the other thing you can do is the Siri, which is you can actually sort of say bizarre things. I mean, you can, let's see, Massachusetts Donuts. Donut. I don't think they got
donut.
Massachusetts State Donut. Massachusetts Donut Shops. See, I don't think I think you're right. I think one of them is out of business. All right, but I'll look. I'll look. So we have they've got K's, Verna's, Ma's, Gourmet, Colonial. No, these are not what I wanted. Let's say we could say out of business, but that's probably not going to be helpful. Mike's Donuts. No. Verna's. Who's Verna? Verna apparently has good donuts. Gluten-free donuts. Dunkin' Donuts has taken over any. Now that Dunkin' Donuts has taken over there, any independent donut shops. No, this wasn't. I think it was in like Scituate or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
South Shore.
Yeah, it wasn't towards where I'm from. I'm from the Cape.
Well, it was halfway between Boston and the Cape.
That's where I grew up. Now I've moved to New Bedford.
Well, yeah, you're too far away.
I've gone from town living to city living.
somebody's going to be able to tell me, because it was in probably the late, maybe early 80s that they split off. It was their father owned the store, and then when dad died, they had a huge big argument and split off, and one got the recipe and the other got the oil. But I don't. All right. Well, Andrew, I'll look for it. But thank you for your coffee donut and for eclairs was what I was thinking about, because they were talking about a long kind of thing. So
yeah,
that was done.
I don't know
if
you guys have it in New York, but Market Basket sells them.
Market Basket sells what? The coffee donut thingies? Yeah,
eclairs.
Oh, you can get eclairs lots of different places. It's a French pastry. My mother used to make she made okay chocolate eclairs, but she made great cream puffs, believe it or not. And my mother was not a cook, is not a cook, but she made great cream puffs and great spaghetti. So, you know, Mom, the reason that I don't look like a Goodyear blimp is not clear to me. Mom tried. All right, Andrew, thanks for your help. If you figure out, somebody's going to know. Some old-time person who lived in Boston is going to know who the two brothers were that split off. We'll figure it out. But thanks for your call.
Yeah, I see one online now that says Verna's Donut Shop.
No, it was something very generic. It wasn't somebody's name. It was like... it's Dunkin' Donuts. It may have been Yummy Donuts or something. That isn't even close to right. But donuts. At some point, Either somebody will tell me or I'll figure it out. My brain sort of has a little bit of a delay on it sometimes, so maybe it'll come to me.
Mr. Donuts?
No. What was it?
Mr. Donuts?
You know, I think that may have been it. I think
M-I-S-T-E-R Donuts.
Yeah, I think that was it.
58 Chalk.
I think that was it. I think it was Mr. Donut and Dunkin' Donut, and they split. Maybe that was it. I'm willing to believe it so it doesn't drive me nuts. Andrew, thanks for
your call.
Well,
there we go.
Thank you, sir. Only my program could go from donuts to, I don't know. All right, 855-99-DR. You have to admit, well, I have to admit that I never know what's going to go on in this program, which is certainly part of it.
We hit just about everything on this show, I think.
Yeah, we do.
We're pretty versatile.
Yeah, well, and you know, we're just never going to know what's coming up next. So there we go. There we go. All righty. Now I'm completely lost. Actually, I had a question for you because Manny sent me the lineup for today. Mm-hmm. And he says, according to Manny, today is Happy National Noodle Ring Day. What's a noodle ring?
I think it's where you take those little macaroni pasta things that are like rings, and I think you can put them on your finger as like a ring.
Okay, so it's sort of, because I thought,
it's
well, maybe it's
basically,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought, well, maybe it's a culinary delight, or maybe it has to do with the noodles that you use in the pool, you know, the styrofoam things. I just didn't know what it, or maybe it was like kugel, which is a noodle dish. I just figured there was something that I didn't know about a noodle ring.
Yeah, I will double check the info on it, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I think that's what I remember.
All right, I have about 2.5 minutes here, so I'm going to tell you what this day is in history, just because I love those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
In 1815, the Senate created a select committee on finance and a uniform national currency. Did you know, here's something I'll bet you didn't know. Did you know that the dollar bill, that's current size, was not the original size of the dollar bill?
Really?
Yeah. The story is they were redoing the currency, I don't know, they redo it from time to time to offset counterfeiting. You guys know that, right? They put different watermarks on it. They use different paper fibers. And so this was in about, I guess, the 70s that they were doing, maybe it was earlier than that. They were redoing the dollar. And everybody was arguing about the size of it. And who started IBM? Was it Watson? I think it was Watson.
Might have been.
Anyway, the guy who was at IBM was on the president's financial committee or something, and he whipped out an IBM punch card. Now, you guys are probably too young, and I'm too young, actually, to know very much about punch cards, except in my geology class in college, that's what we used. We used ex-IBM punch cards, because even by then they weren't using them anymore. And you would take a ice pick, and you would punch on the cards the various characteristics of the rock that you were trying to identify, and then you would use the ice pick, and the ones that, you know, what didn't fit into that category would fall out. At any rate, he was on the committee, and everybody had been arguing for weeks about the size of the dollar bill, and he whipped out the IBM punch card, and he said, make it this size, and it was, which is bigger than today's dollar, but then they changed it again. I just thought that was interesting. How you solve problems. Okay. Indiana became the 19th state.
Yeah.
Which was a day later than, what was it, Alabama or something?
It was Mississippi yesterday.
Mississippi, you're right. Yeah. It was the 20th, but did a day later, but a year later. And Bill Wilson, who started AA, took his last drink and entered treatment in 1934. More when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, in honor of Andrew, and I think he's right. I think it was Mr. Donut. I think that was the one. And
okay.
Because in Boston, and I think he's right.
Hmm.
So there.
Mr. Donut.
Yeah, and as I said, it was, I think that's what it was called originally, and one got got to keep the name and the recipe or something. And it was the South Shore, and at one point they actually had donut stores across the street from one another. It's one of those family feud things. At any rate, so we left off yesterday. What was the Long John? What was that thing that they were talking about? Which I think is a chocolate eclair. I think that's what they're talking about. But it just has coconut rather than... then it's usually milk chocolate on the top and like custard in the inside of it, but they're long. Do we think that's what it was? We must be getting a phone call. There we go. So I mean the pastry stuff, you can tell. Luckily, I'm not a great expert on pastry. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. Thanks so much for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Sure. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well,
My parents decided to give my brother his inheritance when he fell on hard times about 15 years ago, and, okay. and consequently, they left the house to me. Mm-hmm. When my father passed away 10 years ago, my mom asked me specifically to cement the estate so she wouldn't potentially be influenced by my brother in the future years and make emotional decisions that would be unfair to me, and that's okay. exactly what was done. My mom is now 81 and suffering from cognitive impairment, and my brother calls her, like, every day, bemoaning and sharing all of his financial pressures. I'm the primary caregiver for my mom, and now every day when I'm over there helping her out, she tells me she wants to redo the will. And I spent many hours explaining the history of what was done and why, and it all makes perfect sense to her when I tell her. Yep. But the problem is she can't remember things day to day. My questions are, how can I get my brother to stop hounding my mother for money? And two, how do I handle the situation with my mother?
Okay. The first one, I mean, look, convincing the only way you're going to be able to convince your brother to stop hounding your mother is if he sees that there's something in it for him. And so you're going to have to bribe him, because from his point of view, he has nothing to lose. And you can say, yeah, but you're driving mom crazy. But from his point of view, if I drive mom crazy enough, then I'll get some money. So right. is the house, do you know what your brother's inheritance actually was?
Yeah, it was well in excess of what the value of the house is.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. Is there anything, is your brother fallen on hard times again, or is he just kind of whining?
He's living beyond his means. He's in a gigantic McMansion. He is putting two girls through college, and I realize he has legitimate expenses, but he spends more than he makes, and he's always done that, and it's always been his history.
Is there anything that you have other than money? Let's just put aside the money temporarily. Is there anything that you have that he values, that he might want?
No, absolutely not.
There's not a family heirloom or a pair of cufflinks or nothing at all?
No, and he's more concerned about the day-to-day money struggles and pressures trying to keep his financial
All right, so sentimentality is not it.
Not
is there any, because realistically, the only way you're going to get him to stop is if you say, if you'll leave mom alone, which means no calls at all for the next year, at the end of that year, I will give you X.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's even one breach, it goes away. That's you have to bribe him, because otherwise he views it as there's nothing, he has nothing to lose. Does mom
The real problem is his view is his inheritance, in his view, wasn't an inheritance. It was just an outright gift, you know, for him and his girls. And you know, so therefore, he accepted all the money then and wants to accept half of whatever's left at the end, is his view of justice.
Was there anything in writing?
Yeah, the writing was every will and every document heretofore from my dad and my mom specifically excluded him from the will, and instead it aligned something like he's already been provided for. Like, they acknowledge it in writing, which is why he wasn't getting anything.
Do you have a copy of that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Does he have a copy of that?
No.
Mike, that would seem to me the place to start.
Okay.
Look, we got to assume one of two things. Either your brother is just out for anything he can get, which I know is your perspective, or he really, really feels that this is the deal, that your parents just gave him money because he needed it, and he still gets half of everything, and he wants it now. He doesn't want to wait till your mom dies. He wants it now. If you give him the will, a copy of the will that says, "Darlin', this is the situation. You already got it. Mom made me sign something when Dad died that you got more than..." And I put down the dollars and cents. The house has been evaluated for $48.38, and you got $68.48. So technically, you would owe me if there was trying to be some equity, which is not what I'm looking for. Give him a copy of the will.
Yeah, I think what he would say to that would be, well, the situation has changed. Look at me and
my situation.
Doesn't make any difference.
Then he can challenge the will. And you can say to that, you can say, look, if you want to challenge the will, first of all, mom's not gone, but you can challenge the will, but then you're going to have to get a lawyer. And in the meantime, you're putting undue influence on mom, which I could stop you from doing that. And I don't want to do that. So, I mean, you may want to talk with a lawyer about exactly how to do it. But, I mean, if we give him the benefit of the doubt, which I understand you're not particularly willing to do, but at least seeing the copy of the will so that he knows that this is, in fact, your mom's and your dad's wishes. Now, because he's not going to stop wanting to mom. He's just not, unless we assume that he has a good heart and he really is working under a mistaken notion, and once you clarify the situation, he'll stop because he'll understand the reality of the situation. I don't hold out much hope, and you don't either, but it doesn't hurt, because the will is, you know, a will is a will, and unless she changes it. Now, the problem is going to be is if she decides she wants to change it. Now, but you're dealing with two separate issues with mom. One is that every mom alive, let alone a mom who's got cognitive impairment, is going to agree with whatever child she's talking to. That's just the nature of momdom, that when she's talking with you, your kids are the cutest. When she's talking with your brother, his daughters are smarter than anybody. So that's just the nature of grandmothering and mom. And, of course, with cognitive impairment, it gets even worse, because the issue is to try and please, because you're afraid of abandonment even more than ordinarily. So one of the possibilities is just give mom a notebook that said that you keep by the phone book, that gives mom a script that says, when Stephen calls and says, "Mom, I need money," say, "Stephen, in 1994 we gave you $50,000, and we hoped that would take care of things, and as much as we love you, that's all there is." So you can give her the script, and she may go along with that, because she doesn't remember either. She doesn't, and she's not necessarily doing it in a venal way. She's not saying, "Well, I'll tell Mike whatever he wants to hear, and Stephen whatever he wants to hear," although there will always be a part of that. But she literally doesn't remember. So by writing it down for her, it may give her the script.
Okay.
Good. If there's more that we need to talk about, let me know. But so what I'm doing is saying, let's do a little reality test and give mom the script, give Stephen the will, and see where you get. If you need to talk with me more, I'll put you on with Manny, and we'll figure it out. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.